The landscaping and greenhouse industry depends on peat moss as a bedding material for the flowers and trees they sell. But it's expensive because most of it's imported from Canada, where it's harvested from established wetland bogs that take thousands of years to create. Now chemistry professor Tim Zauke and horticultural professor Michael Compton have come up with a cheaper alternative made by mixing the waste produced by manure digesters with perlite and vermiculite. Compton says it works better than peat moss. The only challenge will be convincing gardeners it doesn't have the one attribute manure is most famous for.
I think you have to overcome the barriers or the biases that we have about manures and the thoughts that associate with the word, like the smell and all that kind of stuff, because this is odorless material.
The new product allows farmers to get a double return from the manure they put in the digester. It produces methane fuel used to produce power farmers can sell to utility companies. And now the waste from the digester can be sold to nurseries and greenhouses. Chemistry professor Tim Zauke says that helps solve another problem farmers have, where to dispose of their manure.
They don't own enough land to spread the manure on, so they either have to find neighbors to take the manure off their hands, or they have to find someone else.
If the product catches on, it could also help reduce the pollution problems caused by manure runoff from large farms. The new product won an award from the UW's Wyses Technology Foundation this week. The foundation is patenting the product, and several companies have already expressed interest in buying it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.